History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, let's get right into it. Let's talk about best underneath wide receiver. I'll throw out some candidates here. Khalil Shakir, Puka Nacua, Josh Downs. Where are we going here with best underneath wide receiver?
Yeah, and obviously when you're defining like what is the underneath area of the field, that's a little interesting. I mostly looked at passes of under 10 air yards.
Yep.
Here, and when you look at, yeah, I think that's the way to go. That's like your short targets. Anything 20 plus, those are your deep targets. I would say the 10 to 15 or 15 to 20 area, that can be some stats track it differently. Their deep targets are like 15 plus air yards, whatever. But you know, there's kind of like the intermediate area there as well. So for this, I just, you know, was looking at kind of stats. Under 8 air yards and then under 10 air yards. I ultimately went with Khalil Shakir is the best underneath wide receiver this year.
Wow.
Because he's got some, I mean, number one, he's got some of the best hands in the NFL. He catches everything. We know that. He has zero drops on targets under 10 air yards this season, which is pretty impressive. Also, this stat as well, I thought was crazy. He led the NFL with 3.14 yards per route run on throws under 8 air yards versus zone coverage. I believe he was the only player to run over 250 routes. Any stat I quote you, by the way, on this show, these are all players that ran over 250 routes, unless I tell you otherwise, over the course of the season, because I figured that's the best way to eliminate some small sample size noise, all that stuff. You got to have played a majority of this season to qualify for this. But anyways, so Khalil Shakir, 3.14 yards per route run against zone coverage on targets, 8 yards, under 8 air yards. He was sixth among wide receivers in catches in that category, but he averaged 8 yards after the catch per reception. And that's why I ultimately went with Shakir in this one, because he's so good in this area and he's also so useful with the ball in his hands.
Sure.
He was a consistent option for the Buffalo Bills all season long. I would say he was the most consistent player in their passing game, obviously besides the quarterback. Super useful guy, rock solid player. He doesn't offer as much down the field as actually some of the other three players we'll talk about in the honorable mentions category, but because he was so particularly good in this one area, I ultimately went with him for best underneath wide receiver this season.
On the full season, we're talking about a guy in Khalil Shakir that saw 100 targets even, brought home 76 receptions, 821 yards with 4 touchdowns. I think you talk about... Was he the best? It's interesting, right? Because they've, in Buffalo, they've really parsed out guys' roles, right? Like Khalil Shakir is going to have this role. You know, Matt Collins is going to have a certain role. Golly, keep talking about
Matt Collins. I think led the team in snaps this year at the wide receiver position, which,
I mean, it's another season of Matt Collins leading the wide receiving core in snaps. I mean, just no matter where he goes, he's gonna be out there.
I mean,
it's amazing.
It pays
to
block, I guess.
It does, I guess so. My goodness gracious. But no, these guys have parsed out roles for all of these guys, but I agree with you 100% that Khalil Shakir was their most consistent contributor. He's a guy that absolutely kept the chains moving. I mean, shoot, a 76% catch rate. I mean, again, this is it's part of it was an extension of the run game. I mean, by the way, props to James Cook because he had a great season as well. But man, obviously the stir that moves the drink here is Josh Allen. But I mean, Khalil Shakir was such a reliable target for him, and I do believe that this is a well-deserving accolade here for Khalil Shakir here in 2024.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.